you will always be attracted to feminine energy. You will want to dive into the ocean. You will want to climb the mountain. You will want to enjoy nature. When you see women throughout the day, depending on the exact quality of their feminine expression, you will feel as if you are seeing pieces of art walking around your life, sunsets every day through every woman's eyes, the glory of the ocean in every hip, every walk, every motion of every woman. You are surrounded by beauty. One way that men become confused is they confuse the commitment in intimacy with polarity. Polarity, sexual polarity, is the arc of attraction between masculine and feminine. Therefore, if you are a man in your own masculine, directing your life, perhaps at work, making decisions, achieving your goals, then simply being in the vicinity of a being more identified with their feminine, with light itself, a being who is more identified with light, with life force, with nature, their own nature, the nature of their own body. If this person is more identified with nature than with goals in the moment, then you will be polarized toward them. You will be sexually attracted to them. You can't help it. It's innocent, just like the negative and positive poles of electrical flow or north and south poles of magnetic flow. It happens automatically. It's not personal. You may not even like a woman, let alone have any intention of having a relationship with them, and still be totally sexually attracted based on the mere fact that you're in your masculine and she's in her feminine. So you will always be sexually attracted to the flavors of sexual energy that you are not receiving in the rest of your life. If you are not receiving certain parts of the spectrum of feminine energy, the rainbow of feminine energy, if you are not receiving certain colors in that rainbow, you will begin to hunger for them like nutrients. It's very similar if you don't have salt in your diet, you begin craving salt. Sometimes if you don't eat enough sweets, you begin craving sweets. If you only eat sweets, you begin craving something spicy, something peppery. If you only eat peppery things, you begin to crave something cooling. Well, remember, the feminine is life force. So that means that every feminine being brings you a different quality in this rainbow of feminine possibilities. Whereas the masculine is unchanging consciousness, there is only one masculine depth. The feminine is the complete spectrum of energy and life force. There's infinite expressions of the feminine, which is why both men and women want multiplicity when it comes to the feminine. Women, when buying shoes or shopping for clothing or going out to eat, have the same relationship to the food, the shoes, or the clothing that men have to women. That is, when a woman goes shopping, she's going shopping to feel the energy, the fullness of the feminine. She's selecting fabrics that feel beautiful, that look beautiful, or perhaps she's selecting scents, perfumes that smell a certain way. She has very specific qualities she's looking for, and wearing the same shoes day after day after day, or wearing the exact same outfit, the exact same colors day after day after day, eating the same exact meal, even if you love it, eating the same ice cream sundae for breakfast, lunch, and dinner day after day after day results in ill health. Variety is the nature of the feminine. When women are looking for shoes, it's the variety of shoes that are possible. So one day she wants a high heel, one day she wants a lower heel, one day she might want a brown leather, one day a black leather. And each of those qualities make her feel full. Or not. They heal her. Well, in the same way, when men are looking at women, Some days a man feels a spicy hot woman gives him the quality of energy that opens him. Sometimes a cooling icy woman. Sometimes a super sexually charged woman turns him on and fills him with life. Sometimes a demure and shy woman turns him on. Sometimes a woman expressing tiger-like energy. Sometimes a woman expressing hurricane-like energy. So the feminine comes in a variety, a spectrum of beauty, of forms, of nutrients, of colors, of energy. And both men and women want to experience that full feminine spectrum through the variety of food they eat, which is energy, through the variety of clothing and colors, which are forms of energy, and for men, through the variety of women they interact with through the day. Therefore, most men spend most days desiring a variety of women sexually to combine and merge with them, just as a woman might choose to merge with an ice cream sundae one day, and then a piece of chocolate cake another day, and then some coffee and a croissant another day. In the same way, men choose different flavors or energies of feminine energy in order to touch their needs, in order to heal their wounds, in order to be nutrients to their soul. And so as a man walks through the day and walks down the street, he's feeling this woman who's more like a tiger, or this woman who's more like a cool lake of water. And depending on his energy needs, he responds sexually. These sexual responses to various forms of feminine energy is natural, it's universal, it's innocent, it happens to everyone. It's very much like a woman walking by a restaurant and smelling some delicious meal as she walks by and going, mmm. Well, that quality of mmm doesn't end her relationship with her man any more than the man's quality of towards different qualities of feminine energy ends his relationship with his chosen woman. That is, your commitment in relationship is very different than your sexual attraction. You will feel sexual attraction to any woman who is your reciprocal. You will also feel sexual attraction to places that are your reciprocal energies. If you have a lot of masculine energy flowing through you, then going to a place like Hawaii feels almost sexually alive because of the polar dynamic between the masculine in your body and the feminine life force of the island. So you will be sexually attracted to all kinds of things, places, objects, and women. There is a yogic art of breathing and feeling and allowing all of the feminine energy around you to be part of your healing, part of your inspiration, and therefore part of serving you so you can offer your deepest gifts. So as a masculine man, how do you interact with all the feminine energy you feel all day in all of its different forms so that your gifts are liberated, so that you give from your soul, from your heart, ever more deeply, rather than getting distracted by the feminine energy? The secret or the key to this is to realize that you can merge with feminine energy completely without any physical merging. You don't even need to look at a woman in order to feel her energy, receive her, be inspired, and gift the world from your inspiration that she has provided to you. So the best way of working with feminine energy, with different women that you meet throughout the day and are attracted to, is by converting your arousal into inspiration and allowing that inspiration to connect with your deepest purpose. And so you offer your deepest gift to the world, being inspired by the feminine form. Of course, you also want that inspiration in your chosen intimate relationship, which means your chosen intimate partner can, over time, learn to give the full spectrum of feminine energy. She can be the tiger, she could be the hurricane, she could be the innocent, she could be the pond, she can be the rainstorm, she could be the sunshine, she could be the full spectrum for you. Or perhaps the two of you prefer that you receive certain flavors of feminine energy in other ways. You can receive feminine energy through nature, directly through walking in the woods, through swimming in the ocean, through mountain climbing, skiing, fishing. You can receive feminine energy through music, through beer, through dance. You can receive feminine energy through any form that conveys life force. So by understanding this, you can get the feminine energy you need in your life without jeopardizing your committed relationship. Committed relationships are based on mutual service. I want to serve you. Your partner wants to serve you back. That mutual service, that commitment to serve each other's openness, depth, to bring each other's gifts, to help each other's lives bloom fully, is the basis of a committed intimacy. Within that committed intimacy, you could learn the yoga or practice or art of sexuality. How do you play the masculine-feminine dynamic within your committed intimacy so that you are both healed and inspired and deepened? And then you realize outside of that intimacy, you're sexually attracted all day to various forms of feminine energy. By learning how to combine yourself with various forms of feminine energy without doing anything that jeopardizes your relationship, without doing anything that nullifies your commitment, enables you to both heal and grow and remain in a committed relationship. So you are always attracted to merge with specific qualities of feminine energy that are lacking in your life and in your own body. That desire to merge fuels your sexual desire. And by understanding that that sexual desire is an innocent, spontaneous, and natural response between masculine and feminine poles, you no longer take it so personally. You no longer think that you actually have to do something with a woman personally, and you realize it is an endless mutual gifting of masculine and feminine. Some is within a committed intimacy, so you can take that as far as you want. Some is outside of a committed intimacy, and you need to decide how responsible are you willing to be for the outcomes of your behaviors. Every man is free to choose how he wants to play this, how he will find his range and spectrum of feminine energy that he needs to be inspired to give his deepest gift. By understanding this, we can give our deepest gift. We can keep our committed relationships sacred. We can exchange the energies we need to outside of that committed relationship in clean ways that only inspire all the participants to give of their hearts most deeply. And we could minimize confusion.